Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 182, 182. So, which part of Psalm 91 are we personalizing today? Verse 9 and 10. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. What happens? Therefore, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. No plague is coming near where I live, in the name of Jesus. Okay, so now we've been talking about you are God's habitation. Initially we talked about God having you as his habitation. Now you are the habitation of God. You having God, God was your habitation. Now we're saying that you are also the habitation of God. So 1 Corinthians says 19 and 20. He said, what? In other words, what are you trying to say? This is something that you ought to know. This is something that you ought to live. I can't imagine when Jesus comes to you and says, what? What? Are you saying you are dying? What is the doctor saying? No, you are my temple. Your body, yes, not just your spirit, but your body is important to me. It's your body is housing God. There is an insurance in your life. There is an insurance on your life. Come on. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple? Your body, not just your spirit. Your spirit, I said, is in your belly, and it lives in you. Your body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is the you there, your spirit, which you have of God. He said, the Holy Spirit, you had the Holy Spirit of God, and ye are not your own. Oh, hallelujah. Also, why do you cry? Why do you weep sometimes? Why do you weep? Why is your pillow wet? Why have you been crying? And I don't know what to do, because I don't know whether my wife will ever be able to have babies. I don't know whether there's issues, so many issues. Prophetess, you don't understand. Not just financial issues, apart from financial issues, I also have issues with my emotions. Even the doctor says I'm bipolar. Listen. You either listen to what they are saying or you listen to what God says. I choose to listen to God. I know that they can give all and description and all, but I choose to listen to God. I prefer to listen to God. The doctors can come to the end of themselves, and your banker can come to the end of himself, and your company can come to the. During this COVID season, a lot of companies closed up. When they get, there's a list of companies that have gone bankrupt. It was just something else, and. So the whole world can come to the end of itself. But praise God that there is someone who's higher than the world, higher creator. He is above all else. I thank God that this one lives in me and he lives in you. The creator lives in you. And because of that, he said, what? Don't you know that you are my temple and that you are not your own? You don't belong to yourself. You are not here to take care of yourself. I remember one day he told me, he said, I will take care of you. I will take, and he has done that beautifully. I have no need. I don't have a single need in my life. I do not have a single need in my life. All my needs are met. They were met before I was even given birth to. Yes, he knew you before you were born, and he's made provision for you also. Do you believe it? I believe it so much. I do. And because of that, I can rely on what God says. He says, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Not only that, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are not your own. You are not your own master. You are not your own Lord. You are somebody's property. You are somebody's property. Today, remember, there is insurance on your life. You are divinely insured in the mighty name of Jesus, and walk as one who is divinely insured. Walk as one who has a temple, who is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body, everything about your body, God says that I'm interested. Yes. What are the doctors saying about your womb and your tube? Listen, there is somebody who created you, and he says, you are my property. You are my property. And whatever they're saying, listen to me first before their second opinion. He is the priority. You bless. Go in today and watch your body. Your body is a temple of God. Ah, you're shining. You're beautiful. You're blessed. You're not going to commit suicide. Neither are you going to die prematurely. You are beautiful inside out. Amen.